Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WooCast. I am your host, as always, Nido Flo, and I'm joined by my co-host, also as always,
Cobalt Northcote.
Wow! In this.
Wow! And we're back from break.
Was it a break?
Yeah, we took a holiday break, remember?
Sure, that's what that was, yeah. A holiday break.
The totally planned 100% yeah. Holiday break where we went on hiatus for a month and a half.
For the record, we're going to be posting every other week now. It's going to be Nido Flo yes. channel video and then podcast the week after and then, you know, keep going mm-hmm. like that. So this week's episode, we're going to be reading bad fanfics.
Oh my god.
Now, I have only
They're
one...
really bad.
Yeah, I only have really one written bad. About me that I know of. Without my consent, of course. And that it's terrible and I hate
it. Well, that's why it's a fanfic.
I guess. But if you're going to do a porn...
It would just be commissioned.
Well, if you're going to do one with, like, porn, you should ask them. I guess. I don't know. It's I feel gross. And then there's also...
More
we decided
usual?
To... We also decided to look up Majira and we found, like, a million by different people.
There's some bad ones. A lot of them were actually done by the same person who did your fanfic.
Yeah, thank God he only focused on me once. The rest were like eight about Majira, so...
Some of them are choice.
So if we look at the tags of this before I, you know, give you the title of this one, it's the tags are Odinwolf, okay? Mm-hmm. Ajax, cock underscore vor.
Well, yeah.
Cock vor, one word. Cum digestion.
Oh.
So that's great. Fatal?
Fatal!
And the last one, willing. You know, fatal and willing.
Fatal and willing.
That's horrible. I personally really hate Vor. I really hate Fatal Vor.
I feel like these are more so trigger warnings and not tags.
Based on the other stories they've written, no, I think they're tags. But yeah, this one is called Odinwolf's CV Video, which I have to assume CV stands for Cockvor.
It does.
And
it's not Curriculum Vitae, I'm going to tell you that right now.
I don't know what you just said. It's by FishmanMan77, which, by the way, don't support him because he's fucking creep for writing these. And it was written 5 months ago. I cracked my knuckles as I said that, so it's probably going to be
in there. Was it only 5 months ago?
Yeah, I guess. It feels like it's been like 2 years.
It might have been reposted.
I don't think so. Are you ready for it?
Are you ready
and willing?
I have a choice.
Well, I mean, the tags are willing, so...
Am I willing?
Here we go. Starts out strong. Odin rubbed his big, throbbing canine cock as the camera rolled. Yeah.
That's how it starts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It gets right to the point. It's not very long. I mean, my
there
cock
is. No mincing.
Hey!
There is no mincing. Just
start over. Odin rubbed his big, throbbing canine cock as the camera rolled because I guess it's an old-timey camera with a reel. Like,
there's someone in the background turning the film with the little crank.
Well, yeah, they're definitely cranking it in the background.
Oh, no.
Anyway, filming him and Ajax, the blue, white, and black dog sitting on the edge of the bed. That was a run-on sentence. So.
Was all of this one sentence?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Okay.
Oh, lordy! Ajax blushed at the wolf, who grinned and got his cock into the dog's face.
What?
He grinned and got his cock into the dog's face. Please don't clip that. Holding onto the back of Ajax's head and rubbing his cock on his face. That's just saying the same.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They really had one mental image and they really tried to drag it out.
This is all one paragraph, by the way, this whole story. So there's no page breaks. It's really great.
Oh, walls of text. We love that. That's our favorite.
Oh, the next part. This is your end, Ajax, Odin said with pree dripping out of his cock and onto Ajax's nose. This is your end, Ajax.
Oh my god.
It's funny because I feel like if anyone said that to you, you'd get hard, but...
How dare you? My name's
How dare I say the truth? No. Well, your name is... Well, faggot. The camera showed. The camera showed Ajax's cock slide from his sheath, and Odin firmed up his grip, starting to push the dog's nose into his cock. Wait, what? Okay, I guess.
So he's going nose first, up the urethra, down?
I don't. Oh, is this already the vor? I forgot this was about vor, and I was like, how does that make any sense?
We're just jumping into it.
Literally.
We started the
video. Nose first. Okay, here's Ajax. I've wanted this for a long time, Odin. He said as his muzzle entered the wolf's cock.
We'll see. Wouldn't it then be more of like a...
Okay, thank you for that. Bumble. You think this writer has the... I don't think he's good enough to write that. Odin grinned and moaned a bit as his cock expanded, taking in Ajax's head fully while Pree continued to ooze out of his cock. I think if you were to count the number of times he says cock, you'd explode.
Like, you gotta mix it up a little.
Like, it's all cock, from, cock, back cock, from, cock.
Back from the RP days, I even remember, like, you need to mix up the word that you use.
You need to zhuzh it.
Yeah, because you gotta say cock, dick, meat.
meat. That's cooking boar. Stop.
No. Length is also a good one.
That one's so lame. He thrust his length into his quivering boy pussy.
Excuse me?
Excuse With a me? Thirst. That's not in the story, by the way. With a thrust, the dog's shoulders entered the stretched out large wolf cock, with Odin rubbing his cock. Really? Really? This... Oh my god. With a thrust, the dog's shoulder entered the wolf's cock. Wait, no. Fuck! Ah! There's no breaks. This is so hard to read.
No punctuation. Okay, let me try one more time. Just...
With a thrust, the dog's shoulders entered the stretched out large wolf cock, with Odin rubbing his cock and squeezing Ajax within. That's one sentence.
I'm just thinking about the logistics. If you're rubbing, you'd be, like, squeezing him out, wouldn't you?
No, like I mean, a lot of vores, like, they're cock-voring him, and they're, like, rubbing their shaft as it happens.
Yeah, but it would be like a tube of toothpaste situation, where if you're, like, rubbing...
You're not squeezing, you rub, you dumb fuck. You don't have to apply pressure to rub. Okay. The dog inside murred loudly as his chest entered the wolf cock, as it continued to pull him inside its tight, hot, and slick interior.
I know Ajax, and when you said murd loudly, I just imagined him doing one of his screams. Just, ah!
I think it'd be better if it was like that Gingers Are Afraid of Water thing, where it's just, ah.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
The With another thrust, Ajax's gut entered Odin's cock. Wait, with another thrust. Oh, I get it. Ajax's cock.
His cock.
With another thrust, Ajax's gut entered Odin's cock as the wolf moaned loudly, feeling the dog's nose poke into his balls. Ow! Oh, God!
Feeling the dog's... Oh.
Owie! Ooh, that sounds painful.
That's also not how it works. That tube doesn't go there.
It does it? You're thinking the logistics of cockvor?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All Ajax could see was darkness, but he felt the heat and the slick wetness of the flesh and the Pree oozing past him.
He felt the heat.
I have, like, violent Pree.
It has to be. Imagine...
With the dog up to his waist in his cock, Odin grabbed onto Ajax's waist with both arms and lifted him up and put his legs on the bed.
I thought you were recording this. I thought you were recording a video at your desk. Where did the bed come from?
I don't know where you got a desk from. I don't think there was a desk.
But you were recording a video, weren't you?
Oh, you're imagining it's in my studio for real? I think this is just someone's making a video.
Method acting.
You really applied way too much to it.
Yeah.
The dog's head and shoulders, knees and toes, were now in the wolf's balls. As his ass was being pulled in, with Odin moaning and rubbing all over his cock that was laying on top of the bed.
I hope you like sounding.
Soon, Ajax's legs disappeared into Odin's cock. Whoop! And a bulge we recorded on camera And a bulge we recorded on camera going down. Yeah. And a bulge we recorded on camera going down the cock and into the balls where the dog curled up tightly, stretching out Odin's balls.
Who's we?
That was. I don't know, but that was one sentence.
Note to the writer. Use.
No, 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 no. Here, I have a better note. Whatever you're going to say. Note to the writer. No, no, no. Note to the writer. Don't. Just don't.
Any punctuation. Ever. Are they at least
putting grinned widely.
Are they at least putting
He grinned. Shut up! He grinned widely and sat on the edge of the bed with his feet resting on the large balls. The wolf's balls gurgled loudly.
No!
Ew! And Ajax started to get softer as cum flowed in and the flesh tightened around him.
I don't know if I could get any softer after reading this.
Yes. Let's see how long he lasts, Odin said, rubbing his near normal sized cock with a hand and his balls with his foot paws.
Near normal sized.
I guess is that it shrunk a dig back at you? Down.
Is that a dig at you?
No, I think. No, like my cock shrunk down again, I guess. Ajax pushed against the walls of the tightening wolf balls as the camera in front of Odin recorded the bulges the dog made on the balls.
What?
Okay.
What?
Well, I assume it's like that Vore art where it's like it's like comical because you can see their face like through the skin.
Oh,
being like, let me out.
I hate that.
Oh, like Rusty loves that. So. Oh,
I know he. Sorry, Rusty. He doesn't listen to these, but. When it's like you can see the face, like mouth open and like the hands pressed, I think that's disturbing.
I think it's hilarious.
Coming from me, I think that's disturbing.
Yeah, that's disturbing. You don't want your meal looking back at you. Oh wait, you're into cooking board, so.
Well, typically I'm the meal.
The cum kept on melting Ajax, and he soon was weakening as his body was getting more and more liquid. Liquidity by the minute.
Liquidity? He was getting more liquidity.
Uh-huh. Odin's balls fully rounded out, and he murred loudly, squishing his balls with his feet and grinning.
Squishing? You're flexible in this fantasy.
Were the feet winking at him? There we go! Wait, no, this is a really good voice line. Let me. Well, there we go! Ajax is now my cum.
What?
That's the line! He said, grabbing a condom. He put it over his cock and started to paw for the camera, even getting up and getting closer to the camera. Okay. It didn't take for his knot to swell a bit and him to come into the condom, filling it with nothing but gallons and gallons of white cum, as opposed to what, piss?
Yeah.
His cock bulged out as Ajax's skull...
There it is! There it is!
What if this is just Rusty writing this?
I wouldn't be surprised.
The grammar's bad, but it's not Rusty bad. His cock bulged out as Ajax's skull popped out of Odin's cock and falling into the large expanded condom. Nice. Maybe Rusty did write it. The grammar got progressively worse.
Nice.
He chuckled and reached into the It's like a swimming pool.
He reached in
the condom, just like swimming around in all the frothy cum to find the condom.
Frothy.
Yeah. Or find that skull.
Frothy.
Yeah, from my frothy shillelagh. He chuckled and reached into the condom to take the skull, and then he tied off the condom, setting it aside. Why is it that in all these like fatal vores, it's just their skull left? Like, why are all the other bones not disintegrated?
It's done for the trope of like being able to keep a trophy.
These are psycho murderers.
Yeah.
He sat back down on the edge of the bed and placed the camera between his legs and facing up. Showing his slightly swollen balls, pre-dripping cock, and showing his grinning face. My God, the grammar.
So it is some violent.
And that's the end of Ajax. Wanna die next?
What?
Just hit me up on Twitter.
What?
Odin said with a chuckle.
What?
Well, the biggest flaw in this story is that I don't have a Twitter for Odin, so...
Do you want to die next?
You want to die next? Hit me up in my DMs.
Oh, my God.
It's almost done.
There's more.
He brought up the camera closer to his cock, and he stretched open his cock to show the dark inside close up as the video ended. That's the end of the video. The story.
The video.
And the first comment is just says no. Ajax says blep. Why?
Ajax, baby, sweetie.
Just blep.
Blep.
So that's my first, to my knowledge, porn fan fiction, and it's horrible.
You probably have more though that we just haven't been able to.
I don't know. But why did it have to be Vore? I really hate Vore.
They really picked the one thing you don't like.
And then I had to be Fatal Vore on top of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, can
I
we
I think
cannot?
The only thing that would have been worse is if it was straight, too.
Oh my god, I would have been furious if it was straight. Fatal Vore, that's far. Straight, that's too far.
You?
I won't put up
How
with that.
You?
I would be more upset if it was straight. I don't know why.
Would you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
What does that say about me? But yeah, that was horrible.
That was a... I'm not sure what's worse. The grammar? The...
I don't... So you've read a lot of Vore stories by now, I have to assume.
I have.
Yeah, so how does this rank? You know, what would you rate it?
Well, see, here's the thing. When it comes to... a lot of the Vore community, there is a bit of Darwinism that happens where the actual good writers do start to kind of float to the top, and if you're bad at writing,
float to the top.
Mm-hmm. But like the good writers actually do kind of float to the top and will actually like
kind of like if they were like suspended in
ones.
Balls. Oh
yeah. Oh, I
ew, that sounded like a moan.
It was disappointment.
Oh, it sounded like, float me in your balls.
No.
A sheath kiddie pool. Go on.
I don't
So it's just
this.
Like balls in a sheath, and then you like climb in the sheath,
balls
and then it's just
low,
full of cum. Okay.
I got triggered, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, the really bad writers tend to just kind of fade out. Like, you never see or hear their stuff anymore because it's just bad writing. But when you have to deal with like the fact that it's a fanfic, there is no filter. You just kind of every
hashtag no filter.
All of it's bad. All of it's horrible. There's no such thing as like good fanfics, you know.
So how does it rate?
Like a literally like a one or a two. If I could give it a zero, I'd give it a zero. Like, out of 10.
You can, if you want.
I'd say, like, a 1.
Okay.
How about you?
Because I give it a 1.
Like,
if the lowest
stories?
I can give is a... Yeah, I used to. If I can give it a... Like, the lowest I can give it, it'd be a 1, yeah. I used to read furry porn. I mean, I read, you know, Kyle Gold's books and stuff, some of them.
I
used to read, like, porn stories on FA and So Furry and whatnot.
I bought the full set.
I know you did. You're like, I don't have money, but I'm going to buy all this porn.
Yeah, that's really what it was.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. By the way, I was balling on a budget from FF. I went to that con with only $400, and that included the room, food, and then me buying things.
I gave you $60, didn't I? To like give you some to spend because you helped me with stuff.
Yeah.
I think I gave you something. Yeah. I was like, here's a pittance. No, I'm just kidding. That's a lot of money.
It's more of a stipend, if anything else. But yeah. But yeah, I made it through MFF. 4 fucking days of a convention.
Well, clearly.
With only 400 and, I guess, 60 bucks because you gave me that extra
I didn't even think that was enough for your food budget.
No. I was balling on a budget. I was doing great.
Mm.
I ate, like, maybe a meal a day.
Oh, you didn't need food, really, because you ate so much ass at the con.
Listen. It was great. Yeah, last night of the convention. Can I talk about this?
I guess.
So the last night of the convention, a bunch of, like, Odin and I's mutual friends, there was, like, 15 of us in our room. We were all watching.
Was it really that many of you? I wasn't there, by the way.
Yeah, there was a lot of us. There was like, 4 or 5 people on a bed, and then there was people in the chairs, people on the ground. We were all actually... This started because we went to go watch a movie in someone's room. We watched the... What's the new one? The Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Which one's the new one? Which is the one with Johnny Depp? The Chocolate Factory movie with Johnny Depp. We were watching that.
Yeah.
And we got Taco Bell, which is great for bottoming. You know? It's the best. And we were watching the movie. The movie finished. And we were all just, like, shooting the breeze at that point. We were all just, like, hanging out, chilling. And then all of a sudden, I was sitting on the ground, like, sitting up, leaning up against a bed. And one of... I don't know if I want to say his name. I'll say his name.
Then don't.
I don't think
probably
he
don't.
I won't say his name. Long story short, someone was standing in front of me. And they were, like... jokingly grinding against my face, and I'm just like, okay. So I was like jokingly, like, kind of like grinding my face back up against it, and next thing I know, I was sucking his dick. But anyway,
oh my fucking god.
Did
you start the orgy?
I did.
Oh,
you didn't know this?
No, because I didn't go. You guys went to watch a shitty movie, so I didn't go, and then you guys ended up all fucking.
So, yeah. So, I was doing that. Then I blew someone else. Then I blew someone else. Then I think I ate out...
I'm so glad I didn't go, not gonna lie. No offense.
Three people? And this is all while other people are, like, pairing off or, like, trioing up and doing things together. It was a fun experience. NGL. It was, like, super dope. But, yeah. That happened, like, the very last night at MFF. And the best part was... So this was Sunday night. Technically, the convention ends, like, midday on Sunday. But no one actually really leaves that day. Most people either leave, like, late Sunday night, early Sunday morning. I had an 8 a.m. final on Monday morning. So I'm fully having this experience in one of the convention rooms Sunday night at, like, 11 p.m., midnight. And I then proceeded... to leave the convention at 2-3 in the morning, make it back to my campus, because I live in Chicago, make it back to my campus at like 3-4 in the morning, cram study for 2-3 hours, and then go to my final.
You did a lot of cramming.
Yeah. And then I took that 3-hour final, and then got back to my dorm and passed out for like 12 hours. It was a time. It was an experience.
I mean, if it was an oral exam, you'd definitely ace it after that much practice.
No. I unsurprisingly ended up not doing great on the final. But it's fine. I passed with a B in the class. That's all that matters.
B in ass and a tongue in the ass as well. Wait, class. Sorry, fuck. I fucked that up.
In the ass. In the ass.
In the butt.
How did we get on this topic?
Doesn't matter. You have a story to share.
I do. Oh, okay. So, because Odin's a popifer and he has a story written about him, I don't have any fanfics written about me. So
get to it. Make sure it's about some horrible fucking... What would you hate people to write about? Why don't you list it off so they do it?
I don't
know. Oh, he would hate cooking for... Oh, no. That would be the worst... Don't include me in it. That's not funny. I don't like that.
Include Odin.
No, actually don't, though. Ew.
I'm literally okay with damn near anything in terms of kink, with the exception of I do not like
ABDL. Anything illegal. Just anything illegal.
I do not like ABDL. And I do not like scat.
Skip it
about anything that's like overtly a crime, I do not like either. So, yeah.
So, put him in a diaper and poop on him.
And have me rob a store. Yeah.
Anyway, what's the story that we're going to read?
So yes, we dug up one, which wasn't even that hard to find, but it's bad.
No, it's I just typed about... Majira on FA.
Yeah. The tags for this one are Mike, Pence, Majira, homosexuality, memes, and comedy. So this one...
When was this written?
Go to the bottom of the post. This was written 3 years ago.
Was this when Majira officially came out?
He came out before that.
I thought it was way after that.
No.
He didn't come out to like fairly recently. Like everyone knew he was gay, but he didn't like officially come out.
Oh, well, I guess that's true. I guess it's one of those like we know. But like but yeah, this was posted 3 years ago, so that would have been like 2018-2019-ish. So yeah. This story starts off. Yours started off with just full you're stupid full on dick on camera.
Just cock.
This one starts off with a bit of lore. This fucking universe has lore. Let me get into this for you guys.
Who wrote it?
Let's see here. Where is the author?
That_scout.
Oh, all of their other stuff is just other meme stuff, too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no.
I'm on the page, but I'm trying not to read it because I don't want to spoil it.
So, this story starts off by saying, Dimension C-238B, also known as the Furry Dimension.
There's a furry dimension. I wonder why it's 238B. What does that stand for?
I don't know. But I think it would have been better if it was like 621. Like 621.
621, yeah.
Yeah. Also known as the Furry Dimension. The first place Vice President Mike Pence plans to test out his new anti-gay conversion technology.
I think he tested it out a long time ago.
Yeah, on himself. He tested it out on himself and it didn't work. So now
and
he's...
his kid, and it also didn't work.
Yeah. He's probably closeted gay. There's no way he isn't. There's no way he isn't.
I don't need to think about him anymore, so I don't care.
The year is 2020. Vice President Mike Pence was able to pass a law in Congress that forwarded the research of two very important technological advancements. The Gaydar, a device that allows gays to be detected.
Thank God. Finally.
And the Gay Mention Gate, a gate that travels to other dimensions and universes, but only dimensions where gays exist.
What is that show you really like? Stargate?
Rick and Morty? Oh no!
No! Stargate!
Stargate!
Oh my God. This is like Stargate for gay people.
Stargate, like G-A-Y-T-E.
Yeah. Ooh, Stargate. There's your fan fiction. Stargate.
There's my fanfic. Write me a...
It probably exists.
Write me a... Oh, they do.
You're trash.
No. I didn't read them. When I was actually looking into getting Stargate art, like just like my Sona, like going through the gate. And when I just typed in Stargate into FA, there were some stories. They weren't.
I'll just
there.
Believe you.
Well, see, remember the worms? Remember the worms that would like take control of people?
I know that I watched like a season of the show, and I seriously can't remember a single thing about it. Anything about Stargate. I don't know. It was like maybe a few years ago. No recollection of it. It's insane.
I won't go too much into it, but there's a species of worms that are like a foot long that infect people in the abdomen, and they permanently have a hole in their abdomen where the worm can periodically crawl out and say hi. And there is an unhealthy amount of topics surrounding that abdominal orifice.
That's like a chest burster.
Mm-hmm. It's bad. It's not
moving
great.
Moving on. You got a story to read.
With these new developments, Mike Pence is able to track down and un-gayify all people and creatures across all dimensions, with dimension C-38B acting as the first testing ground for this new technology. What could be said about C-238B? It was like Earth, except furries were real. Humans didn't exist, but there was a weird group of furries who made human sonas. I'm not going to get into that right now.
What the fuck?
Anyway, it was a beautiful day. and was a hot 70 degrees Fahrenheit, 21.1 degrees Celsius for all of you non-Americans and commies out there.
And commies! Oh my fucking god. Oh, that's good. That's good writing.
As furries went about their day, with not a care in the world, except for things you normally have to worry about, like paying bills. What the fuck is
okay.
What is this world building?
It's different.
This peaceful afternoon skilled. Wouldn't last forever. As a roaring tear through space and time opened up in a small suburban neighborhood in this universe's version of California. California.
Oh no, I was drinking when you said that. I was so stupid I didn't expect it. It's so simple, California. It's just so stupid, fuck you.
I'm surprised that isn't a convention name already, California.
There's Calif... Wait, there's Calif...
There's Califer. That's true.
So there is.
Various instruments, both figurative and literal instruments, poured out of the portal along with various electronics... Marked with some suffix.
I'm sorry, what's a figurative instrument?
That's a great question, Odin, to which I do not know the answer.
Okay, I'm just...
poured out of the portal along with various electronics marked with some suffix of gay, like gayattery and gay fibrillator.
God fucking damn it. Gayattery. So stupid. Fuck you.
Which were all instruments that Mike Pence used to convert the gays into not being gay anymore, as you do.
Fuck.
As you do.
As you do.
The various citizens of the... They said neighborhood, but they should have said gayborhood. Gathered around this rip in space and time, just as Mike Pence walked out of the rift, wearing a suit and tie and holding a handheld gaydar, gay radar detection device. Mike's gaydar was going off the charts as he landed in this universe's version of Long Beach. Pence dropped the gaydar on the floor and pulled a megaphone that was stuffed in his pants. Attention all gays, said Mike Pence. This is Mike Pence, Vice President of the United States. Please make a single file line so that I may attach some electrostatic gay-away shock zappers to your head to cure you of your homosexuality. I want, for those... electrostatic gay-away shock zappers is all hyphenated.
Just that's like wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. What the fuck?
Yeah. The crowd stood in confusion before a lone hero ran forward. A red and white fox.
Who could it be?
Pence lowered his megaphone before raising the megaphone again and shouting, "And who is this?" The fox said confidently, "My name is Majira Strawberry, and I'm... not gonna let you do nothing to the gays."
What the fuck? I'm not gonna let you do nothing. Say it in Rennie's voice. I'm not gonna let you do nothing to the gays. No! Nah.
I'm just imagining full Z snap, you know?
Yeah. How does he open up his videos? Like, hey, everybody, it's Majira, isn't it?
It's Majira, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't watched his videos in a long time. Hey, no guys. Offense.
It's hey, guys. It's Majira.
Okay, so she's been like, "And I'm not gonna let you do nothing to the gays, nuh-uh."
Z-snap, yeah. Pence, now filled with rage, yelled back, "You're only in this story so the author can put you in the tags."
What the fuck? Now it's self-aware?
I think it always has been.
Oh my god.
Pence then screeched an ear-piercing screech as he pulled out a Glock 45 handgun from his
holy
jacket
shit
and proceeded to shoot at Majira.
Oh no, I didn't know this is where it was going.
Oh my god. Majira, not being very bulletproof, ran for his life along with the rest of the crowd.
He's not very... Fuck off.
Come back. The fun is yet to begin. And then we cut scene. Okay.
And scene.
Majira ran home, narrowly avoiding the 45 AC pier wound and a trip to the hospital before quickly getting inside his house and locking the door behind him. Not a second later, a knocking was heard at the door. Majira carefully walked towards the door, heart still beating out of his chest, and said, "Hello? Who's there?" "Delivery." "What kind of delivery?" And with that question came an almost immediate answer. An axe through the door, the blade cutting a hole straight through.
Oh.
The blade cutting a hole straight through big enough to look through. On the other side was Mike Pence, who stuck his head as close as he could to the hole before shouting, "Here's Pence!"
I don't like this. This is terrifying.
It's almost over.
It's a horror story.
Pence grabbed the axe and continued to smash the door as Majira freaked out. He quickly
He should have said he smashed the door harder than we smashed the like button.
Remember to like and subscribe to Nido Flow.
Like and subscribe to Nido's Flows.
He quickly ran into his kitchen and grabbed the nearest kitchen knife he could find. Majira thought to himself, "This is really not how I want to spend my Friday." And Pence crawled through the broken doorway like a greasy attack dog that was trained to hunt down gay people.
Okay.
Pence casually walked into the kitchen with the Glock 45 still in. Majira, thinking quickly, threw the knife he was holding at Pence. But it was useless. The knife bounced off an invisible force field around Pence.
What?
Pence began to laugh.
Is it like Teflon for gays?
I think so. Pence began to laugh. "You think you can hurt me? I'm impervious to all gay attacks. There's nothing you can do now.
Oh my god.
There's nothing you can do now, Onion Boy."
What does Onion Boy mean?
What does that mean? Someone's going to tell us in the comments, and it's not going to be good.
If you've made it this far in the podcast, comment Onion Boy.
Onion Boy.
Yeah, there you go. Can't forget Pence to do one of those.
Pence held up the Glock 45 and pointed it at Majira before several gunshots rang out. Pence slowly lowered the handgun before collapsing to the floor. "I'm not ready for this." Standing behind Pence with the smoking gun, Donald J. Trump.
Okay.
"I can't let you do that, Pence. That's a bad idea," Trump says as he pulls the gun back into his suit jacket. "Getting rid of the gays is going to hurt the economy, Pence. It's bad for the jobs, and that's a bad deal."
Fuck you. That's so stupid.
Trump stepped over
Pence's
corpse.
Yes, we all know the gay savior all these years has been Donald Trump.
Trump stepped over Pence's corpse and walked over to Majira. "What's your name, son?" "It's Majira Strawberry," he said as he shook Trump's hand. "And thanks for saving me." Trump nodded. "Strawberry, huh? I like strawberries." "Me too."
Oh my god.
"We're going to have a great friendship, and I want you to replace Pence as my vice president. Trust me, it's going to be a good deal. You're going to be huge, kid."
Shut the fuck up.
What is this? I look nothing like him, right?
You know I don't look like him, right?
We're not even the same species. No one will notice. When they got back, however, everyone did notice that Mike putting the amp in straight camp Pence was suddenly replaced with the flamboyant anthro red and white fox. But no one cared, because no one cares about Mike Pence. In the end, Majira turned out to be a great replacement as he made a woo legal again. The end. I hate it.
I feel like a pointed silence was necessary for that.
Oh, the description of this is Mike zapped the gays like a microwave Pence, travels into a dimension, C-238B, also known as the furry dimension, to test out his new gay conversion equipment on the gays. He's challenged by a hot-blooded, freedom-fighting, mud-slicking, six-shooting, gum-chewing hero, Majiro Strawberry.
Dick-sucking? You missed that part.
However, Majiro quickly realizes that Pets has a gun and that he's not bulletproof and therefore might not make it out of this one alive.
Shut the fuck up.
Will Majiro be able to beat Mike set phasers to straight Pents? Or will he be Pents' first victim? This story was written in about 40 minutes at 1 a.m. because I couldn't fall asleep, so I wrote this one slightly sleep-deprived, so there might be some bad spelling and poor use of word placement.
No, I think it was all perfect. That was a lot better than my story, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my god.
It was a lot more visceral, you know? A lot more
relatable. He's not bulletproof. Onion Boy isn't bulletproof.
Onion Boy.
What does that mean?
Hey, Ed Boy. Hey, Onion Boy.
I'm going to Google Onion Boy. What does this mean?
I don't know. There's a lot of layers to the meaning, I'm sure.
That's literally what it's supposed to mean.
Really?
Is it's a guy with, like, a lot of layers and is, like, really emotional.
That... Fuck you.
That's literally what it means. I wish I was kidding.
The worst podcast I've ever been a part of.
This is horrible.
So do you guys like when we read bad fanfics?
I don't like when
is that a thing you like?
Because I didn't like it one bit.
If you're watching at a platform that has comments, you can let us know in the comments.
Or shoot us a message over on Twitter.
Do we have a Twitter?
We do have a Twitter.
Oh. I didn't know that.
We have a Twitter.
Do we use it?
Yes.
Oh. What is it? I'm curious.
I believe the actual app is. Oh my god, you're such an idiot. I believe it's just a WooCast Pod because. Yeah. Yeah,
because. I'm tearing up a little bit because I forgot about the Twitter. Because I don't run it. You do.
That we had a Twitter. No, it's a WooCast Pod. It's at a WooCast Podcast.
It's really important that you follow the Twitter, guys. It means a lot to me.
Nido cares about it so much.
I don't just subscribe to Nido Flow. Let's get Nido Flow to 100K by the end of 2022. It'd be really funny.
Oh my god. I hate it.
And get another silver play button. Oh my god.
Oh my god, I opened up the WooCast Podcast Twitter, and the first thing is Duke Doggo.
Uh-huh.
Famous poppy for a Duke Doggo.
Shut the fuck up, go on.
It's just him. He got a piece of him wearing stockings and, like, in full, like, athletic wear, like Olivia Newton-John. Like...
You're making too many gay references. I can't follow.
I hate you so much.
I don't know who that is.
It's very, let's get physical, let's get physical, you know?
Oh, is she a one-hit wonder?
No, Olivia Newton-John?
Let's get physical? That song?
Yeah.
What else did she do?
She did a lot of other songs. I can't name them off. Hopelessly Devoted for You. What's the other one she did? You're the One That I Want.
You're the only one that I need. That song?
No.
We're in Heaven.
I think she had a couple songs in Greece.
Oh! I thought you meant the country Greece.
What?!
Like, I thought you meant she had a couple of hits in Greece.
Yeah, she was in the Athens Top 100, you know?
I seriously, that's where my mind went, and I was like, who cares? You're like, why is that relevant?
She was in the Athens Top 100s in the early 70s.
Oh my god, I'm crying. I'm so stupid.
Why do we care about Greece?
She's really popular in the country of Greece. That's really interesting, Norm. Oh my fucking god. I slept all day, so I'm not sleep deprived like our previous writer, so I don't have
to natural own idiocy.
Holy fuck. That was really funny though.
Fucking idiot.
Holy fuck. Okay. Do we have any questions to answer?
No.
you just didn't do them, did you?
I forgot okay, that's how the podcast works.
You're a piece of shit. This is your one job.
No, I'll do it for the next
fucking
episode.
Fine, let's get to promo because you're a fucking asshole. Leave us in the comments below and North will ignore them, I guess.
Stop it.
You're a fucking onion boy.
Onion boy.
You're more of a tomato, though. Not a lot of layers and real squishy.
Oh my god.
So if you like this podcast, support Odin on Patreon at patreon.com/OdinWolf. It doesn't support us directly, but it helps out. And also, if you want to see Nido's dick, go to justfor.fans/NidoFlow.
Just Nido put the link in just the description.
I don't think I can on YouTube.
Do a link tree.
We'll see. Anyway, you can go to Just for Fans, look up NidoFlow. I posted all of Odin's old videos on there, remastered. And some Nido videos, but all the new videos will be next month. But if you want to see those now, you can check them out there. It supports me. And you get to see Nido Mersuit content. And I think the episode we're going to record after this, but post before this, is going to be one about it. So anyway, yeah, check
that
out.
Order, but we just really wanted to do the fanfics.
Yeah, we did.
We were actually kind of excited.
I don't know if I should let you self-promote after ignoring the questions, but,
Listen. Okay, so...
Where can they support you?
You can support
Where can they support you?
A poor college student.
Where can they support you?
On...
Where can
Patreon.com
they...
Oh
my god! Change your name if you can't say it!
Coldboard Northcote.
Patreon.com/KoboldNorthcote.
Kobold Northcote. Most people will spell it wrong too. You picked a stupid name.
You've seen how your name is spelled, Odin, in some of the streams. There's Odin, Odan, Oden.
Yeah, there's a lot of people think Odin has an E in it.
Or an A.
It's actually Nido, so I don't care. Stupid.
They'll start spelling Nido.
Yeah, you can go support him there, even though he doesn't make YouTube videos, but it's just
I do this.
The podcast at this point.
I do this, though.
It's for the podcast. If you really feel bad for him, there's that. And also, where can you find this podcast if you're not listening to it on youtube.com/...
Or wherever.
/NidoFlow.
So you can find us... obviously on YouTube, that's where a majority of you are listening, but you can also find us on Google Podcasts, the Podbean app, Spotify, and Amazon Music, and Audible.
Okay. I hope you leave that in. What the fuck?
It just came out. I don't know where it came from.
That's what burps do, yes.
So yeah,
that's where you can find us. Is that a podcast? Is that it?
We're back, guys. We're back from my hiatus better than ever.
Oh, no, there's going to be an episode before this, so we just look like we reverted.
Oh, we really did. We're back from a 2-week hiatus.
Yeah, wait! If we were... Oh, no.
I think we need to post this one first. Otherwise, it's not going to make sense.
Okay, I guess we have to post this one first. Damn it. I hate you, Nora.
How is this my fault?
It is your fault. It's been Odin, or shit, it's been Nido Flow and Northcote.
If you think to hurt me, what do you think?
And,
Bye-bye.